Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back to another edition of the 76ers Insiders Podcast here on the 76ers Podcast Network. Matt Murphy and Lauren Rosen here with you following the Sixers four-game preseason slate and looking ahead as the regular season is upon us. But on this episode, we are going to look at those four preseason games and deliver our quick preseason takeaways, two for each of us. Maybe we can bend the rules a little bit and sneak in some other takeaways, Lauren, but a 2-2 preseason for the 76ers, which wrapped up in Detroit most recently. Nearly a huge comeback to end it. It was fun to see the young guys put together a run in the second half against the Pistons, but a lot to be talked about from those four games, to be sure, and we are going to touch on some of those things here today.
Should I dive right in to my first takeaway?
You have the floor.
So I came up with my first takeaway before these guys played a single minute together, but the way that Tobias Harris and Danny Green came into media day as leaders for this group was a really, I think, special carryover from last season, because those guys were the ones that set the tone, that kept the vibes good, and they certainly came in with that same energy to this camp, whether it was Danny Green holding the boombox at media day, Tobias Harris keeping the guys together in the huddle. We've heard a lot of chatter about the way that both of those two have shepherded the youngsters now for multiple years each, and it was really cool to see both of those guys come in that way, and then also to hear Joel Embiid talk about the way that he intends to continue leading this group. He's said a couple times in different settings that he wants the team to feel comfortable hopping on his back, and he wants to lead them on the court, and he wants to do a better job of leading them off the court. But when it comes to off-court leadership, he's also willing to give props to guys like Danny, like Tobias. I really loved what Joel had to say about Tobias and the growing respect that the two of them have as leadership. So to me, the takeaways start at the top, and they started from day one. That leadership contingent with Joel on the court, with Tobias and Danny in the locker room and on the court, it feels good to know that this team is led by guys that are so capable of doing so in their own different ways. That is my takeaway number one.
Speaking of the Detroit game that I mentioned at the top, the last preseason game, Danny Green did not dress or participate in the game, but he was on the trip to help some of the young guys in what Doc Rivers said was Coach Danny mode. That was cool to see.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Doc expressed at shoot around the morning of the game that Danny was never scheduled to play in this one, that this was a planned off game for Danny, and Danny, in all of his leadership, decided to go on the trip anyway to be with the young guys, to spend time with them, to help lead them, and Doc called him Coach Danny, and Coach Danny was certainly vocal and on the sidelines during that huge comeback that the young guys were able to make. So it seemed that it meant a lot to both Doc and the youngsters that Danny elected to go on the trip when so many guys, because of injury or because of rest, were staying home. So again, just looking at the different ways that different guys can make an impact in their own way, Danny certainly did that in the last game and did a nice job setting the tone for that group that was there, that was available to play in the fourth and final preseason game.
My first takeaway is about some of the young players for the Sixers. Specifically, I guess there's no nickname for them, but they had the handshake after the fourth game in the preseason. So the handshake duo, as I'll refer to them here on this podcast for now, Isaiah Joe and Tyrese Maxey, a couple of young guards for the Sixers, a couple guys who were rookies a season ago. I will start with Isaiah, and then we'll talk about Tyrese a little bit as well. But Isaiah Joe was scorching hot in the preseason, 16 for 27 from three-point range. He was over 60% near the end, and I think he missed his last shot to go to 59.3% Still a great percentage for a sharpshooter in Isaiah Joe, someone with not just a good shot, but can do it from range. I mean, a lot of his threes in the preseason were from way downtown, and it's a growing confidence, maybe not even growing. I mean, he's always had this confidence since becoming a professional, since he was in college. I saw it in the G League bubble, as you like to say, the gubble, last year. He joined the Bluecoats at the end of the G League season. And honestly, he's just someone that keeps shooting no matter what. And this exemplifies that. His first two games were regular season games with the Bluecoats. He was 3 for 17 from 3 when he joined the Bluecoats. Then in the first playoff game, he went 7 for 15. So he goes 3 for 17 and takes 15 threes in the next game, which was a playoff game, a huge playoff win at the time, made 7 of them, and finished 40% in the 3 playoff games from beyond the arc. So just someone with, in a good way, no conscience when it comes to making or missing threes, and he made most of them in the preseason. But with Isaiah Joe, it's more than just the three-point shooting. Something that was evident was his defensive intensity out there too, which is not always present in the preseason for everyone, but he looked hungry on both ends of the floor in the preseason, offensively shooting the ball and defensively just getting after guys.
And Tyrese was sure to give him credit for that defense, for that growth in his game, for the way that he's able to find steals and get up for blocks. I was super impressed by Isaiah throughout this preseason run, especially against Brooklyn. He was 5 for 7 from deep. And afterwards, he said about playing against future Hall of Famers like James Harden and Kevin Durant that, hey, those guys put their pants on the same way I do. They're just the competition. I loved that confidence from Isaiah playing against two of the best to ever play this game and still feeling confident and getting into his sets, getting into his stride, shooting 6 of 9 from the field, 5 of 7 from three in that game. He was really, really special alongside Furkan Korkmaz, who also deserves a shout out for his 27-point performance. That, I believe, was a Sixer high for the preseason. And can confirm that that was a Sixer high for the preseason. Cool to see each guy sort of have time to shine in the preseason and get their legs under them ahead of what promises to be an interesting and exciting regular season.
Isaiah Joe, Tyrese Maxey, they were very complimentary of each other at the end of the preseason in the, after that last game. When it comes to Tyrese, at the start of the schedule leading up to this season, he said he needed to get back to being Tyrese Maxey, and the period of time that I want to talk about here is that first quarter against Detroit. He comes out, he makes 5 of his 6 shots, one of them was a 3, to score 11 points in the first quarter of the final tune-up. Super impressive frame for him, and that is the Tyrese Maxey that showed as a rookie and that the team is looking for to grow into his role in his second season and lead this team. And that was a super impressive quarter, a kind of a high note to go out on for Tyrese.
No doubt about it. And I love just the spirit that he brings every day, committed to playing his role, no matter what that role is, no matter how it changes on a day-to-day basis. He's a breath of fresh air, and I'm really excited to see what he's able to bring in year two.
Your sit down with him, what were your takeaways? You had an extended sit down. Everybody should check it out. Sixers YouTube channel. Soon to be here
podcast
on the 76ers podcast,
yes.
Network, depending on when you're listening to this. Mm-hmm. Pretty much anywhere you get our content. Lauren has an extended sit-down interview with Tyrese Maxey. What were your takeaways?
It was really cool. I talked to Tyrese the morning we got back from Toronto, and just like a little bit of background for those that listen to this podcast, because I think if you're listening to this, you're interested in this type of stuff. We played in Toronto. It was a late night I caught up with Tyrese after the game and I said to him, what time are you going to be in tomorrow? Assuming, because Tyrese comes in every day, that he was going to be in, but probably in the afternoon. And it's already midnight and we're in Toronto. We haven't even left the arena yet. And he says, oh yeah, I'll be in around 9. I was like, are you kidding me? He really does this every morning. And then sure enough, he was there. He got through his workout and he was ready to sit down and do this interview by like 11 in the morning, at which point I had barely woken up because I need more sleep than Tyrese does, apparently. But it was cool to see the fact that Tyrese came in saying that he likes to work every single morning. He tries to get 1% better every day. And those are lines that we hear a lot of players deliver, but Tyrese is really showing up and he's really doing it. And so for context, that interview was the morning after the first preseason game. He wasn't particularly happy with the way he performed, and he was motivated to come in, get good work in, and then talk about it with me. And he was really honest about how his first season went, what he's hoping for in his second season, about playing an enhanced role in his second season, his bonds with guys like Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris. And then maybe my favorite was reflecting on no longer being a rookie anymore, along with Isaiah Joe and Paul Reed, who he continues to be really close with. And the three of them have a nice little support system together and a really fun vibe just to watch. So watch for the three of them as they enter non-rookie territory in the coming days, because they appear to be very excited about it.
Conversation with Isaiah Joe available in those places as well. And Tyrese is a big, from the outside looking in, natural energy guy. We are coffee people. And the other day he said to you, how are you drinking coffee this late in the day? Most of the podcasts we've done recently, I've just had cold brew and no food. So that's why I sound like a crazy person. But we are coffee people.
Yes.
Tyrese is like, just wakes up and goes. I mean,
Tyrese
maybe he drinks coffee.
He's judging me for my midday coffees for sure.
You said to him the other day, this is my second one. And yep. He was like, how are you drinking coffee this late in the day?
Look, some of us are born with superhuman energy and strength like a Tyrese Maxey. Some of us need coffee to get through the day like a me. And we're all different and we all have our strengths. And I'm comfortable with where I'm at on my multiple caffeinations a day train.
Love it. Our final takeaways each. Go again.
Okay, my turn. I have been really intrigued by Andre Drummond and George Niang joining the fold as new vets. We talked about this a lot, but that second unit is really interesting because either you're a veteran, but you're new to the Sixers, or you're not new to the Sixers, but you're a young guy. So I'm talking about the Shake Miltons, the Tyrese Maxeys, the Furkan Korkmaz, the Matisse Thybulles. Those guys are all still young. Isaiah Joe figures to spend some time with that second unit. They're still young, but they've been in the Sixers system. And then guys like George Niang and Andre Drummond come in. They have long careers in this league, being successful in this league. Both are borderline, if not fully, veterans at this point, but they're brand new to the Sixers. And so it's interesting to see how that group has sort of come together. George and Andre both had a really strong preseason. Andre came out really hot, of course, 19 points, 14 rebounds in his preseason Sixers debut. Doc Rivers has been extremely complimentary of what he's been able to do throughout the preseason. He ended up averaging 15.5 points and 8.5 rebounds, which is the 17th highest rebounding average in the NBA in the preseason. And then, of course, George Niang appearing in all four preseason games, scoring a team-high 16 in the Sixers' second preseason game on October 7th. The two of them just really solid veterans, and it's pretty clear early on what they're able to bring to this team. And if they're able to bring these solid contributions this early in the season, rather ahead of the season actually starting, they're going to prove to be pretty big figures and pretty solid contributors all year long from where I'm sitting. So it's been cool to watch them acclimate as quickly as they have and be as effective as they have, even in the very early days of their tenures as Sixers.
Right, and we got to see them, which was a great thing. They, despite some veterans sitting out multiple games, George and Andre were out there for a lot of minutes in the preseason. New team, it makes sense. But it seemed like they relished being out there and getting these reps, and they looked good doing it. George Niang's three-point shot, his release, he gets it off with the best of them. And as the weeks have gone by, just making more and more of those threes, and Drummond has been putting up some big numbers as well. So my last takeaway is kind of a cheat code. The Sixers had 60 steals in the preseason. Now teams are rusty. It's fitting new pieces together. But it was the most per game, so I'll leave everyone with that. 15 a game. The Warriors did have 67 steals in the preseason, but they played five games. The Sixers had 60 in four games. So
And I would add that they did it without, for the bulk of preseason, one of the league's leading stealers in Matisse Thybulle. They were still able to really steal at a high rate without arguably their best stealer on the court. I like that takeaway.
The young guys. How about a trivia question for you? In four games, only 51 minutes, how many steals do you think Aaron Henry had? Two-way player. 51 minutes.
Five?
Seven steals.
Wow.
For Aaron Henry, which Shaq Harrison 11, Aaron Henry 7, Isaiah Joe, who we've talked about, 7. Those were the top three. George Niang 6. So I mean, there's a bunch of guys up there. They total 60. Defensive intensity was one of my takeaways in the form of steals. But that's it. We promised two each. Next up, the regular season. Depending on when you're listening to this, it might not have started yet. Wednesday night in New Orleans. I don't know how many people are going back to a preseason recap podcast well into the regular season. But
no, you got to get
knows?
This listening in.
Hopefully you're getting this before then. Wednesday at the Pelicans to kick off the season. And then the home opener is a Friday night in South Philadelphia against the Brooklyn Nets. It is going to be a fun first week of the regular season.
As a self-proclaimed basketball weirdo, I'm really excited. I love the start of the season. I love watching our team, watching other teams get their feet under them, experiment with different things. There's a lot of crazy, freaky weirdness in different rotations and combinations and matchups in the early weeks of the season, and there's a freshness about it. The weather is turning, the leaves are turning, the season is starting. I love this time of year, and I'm excited to get underway with you, of course, Matt, and with all of our listeners. As always, feedback is super, super welcome, so if you have any, send it our way. We are at Lauren M. Rosen on Twitter and Instagram, and Matt is at Matt_Murphy04. Send us your feedback, send us your questions. We are excited to get the season underway.
For Lauren Rosen, I'm Matt Murphy. Thank you for listening. And another reminder, you know the drill, the other feed. You get your interviews, you get these shows here, 76ers Insiders. The 76ers Scoop, those games we talk about, regular season games coming up, you'll get previews, you'll get recaps in the 76ers Scoop feed, so be sure to follow that one as well if you are interested in 5-minute daily podcasts here on the 76ers Podcast Network. That's all for now. Thanks for listening to the 76ers Podcast Network.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.